Island Health says it has laid off an unknown number of employees and members of the iHealth project team in the past month as a result of increasing financial pressures. In an emailed statement to Victoria News, the health authority said it has adjusted its organizational structure by combining the people and communications portfolio under one vice president, and a number of executive director positions were realigned, resulting in layoffs of non-contract leaders. With financial pressures increasing across the province, we must maximize our annual funding by reducing unnecessary costs and redirecting resources to meet patient needs, noted the statement. These changes are being made to ensure we are maximizing value and better meeting the needs of those we care for, and those who provide care. Additionally, employees involved with developing the iHealth record-keeping system have been laid off as the most recent iHealth project phase is now complete, and positions created specifically to support the work are no longer required. The advanced functionality of the electronic health record continues to be an organizational priority for Island Health, and we are committed to implementing these workflows and functionality, including computerized provider order entry, at more hospital and clinical service delivery sites in the future, noted the statement. We know that members of the project team have made significant contributions to patients, staff, and medical staff during their time with us. We honor these people for the commitments and sacrifices they have made during their time with us and wish them many successes wherever their journeys take them next. Island Health said as part of its work to reduce unnecessary costs and redirect resources to meet patient needs, it's launched the Better Care, Better Value initiative, which looks at efficiencies and improvements across the system focused on clinical and administrative workflows, supplies, contracts and drugs, workforce optimization, and clinical services redesign. Over the past 5 years, Island Health has received significant funding increases to meet complex global healthcare challenges. While we've made progress that we can be proud of, we have more work to do to achieve the level of performance we aspire to for our patients, clients, residents and care teams, the health authority said.